preserves us for God's purposes. And the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
God, help us to recognize your presence.
Remember all of your promises.
Rely on your power and grace.
And receive your peace through every storm.
Christian hearts and love unite.
Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, the whole earth is full of your glory. You are worthy to receive glory, honor, and power. You created all things, and by your will you brought them forth. To you, the one who sits on the throne, and to the Lamb, be praise and honor, glory and might, forever and ever. We know God as the Holy Spirit, who reveals the truth about God. The world cannot receive the Spirit because it cannot see or know him. But we know him because the Spirit remains with us and is in us. God's Spirit joins with our spirit to declare that we are God's children. The Holy Spirit is the helper who stays with us forever. When the Holy Spirit comes upon us, we receive power and we become God's witnesses. The fruit that the Spirit brings to the lives of those who follow Christ is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. The diverse and empowering gifts of the Spirit are given to each one for the common good. None of us is useless to God. None of us is sufficient by ourselves. We serve through the body of Christ, and we depend on the people of Christ. Are given to equip believers for the work of ministry, to build up the body of Christ, until all of us come to the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God. Lord Jesus Christ, head of your body, the Church, we thank you with humble hearts that to fulfill our Heavenly Father's good will for the salvation of all, through the power of the Holy Spirit, you came upon the members of our Church in years past, to unite them in love and service to proclaim your name to all the world. We ask you today that through the same Spirit, you will anoint us to love you and each other, so that with our words and with our actions, we may bear true witnesses to you as Lord and Savior, to the glory of God the Father. Thank you. Our first scripture reading today comes from 1 Kings chapter 19, verses 9 through 14. At that place he came to a cave, and he spent the night there. Then the word of the Lord came to him, saying, "What are you doing here, Elijah?" He answered, "I have been very zealous for the Lord, the God of hosts, for the Israelites have forsaken your covenant, thrown down your altars, and killed your prophets with the sword. I alone am left. And they are seeking my life to take it away." He said, "Go out and stand on the mountain before the Lord, for the Lord is about to pass by." Now there was a great wind, so strong that it was splitting mountains and breaking rocks into pieces before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind, and after the wind an earthquake, but the Lord was not in the earthquake. After the earthquake a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire a sound of sheer silence. When Elijah heard it, he wrapped his face in the mantle and went out and stood at the entrance of the cave. And then there came a voice to him that said, "What are you doing here, Elijah?" He answered, "I have been very zealous for the Lord, the God of hosts, for the Israelites have forsaken your covenant, thrown down your altars, and killed your prophets with the sword. I alone am left, and they are seeking my life to take it away." The word of God for the people of God. Let us go to God in prayer. Father God, we thank you for the words that you give us this day, for our Old Testament lesson we just heard, and for the gospel lesson we will hear in just a few. Help us to understand it, to take it into our lives, and use it to guide us to be closer to you. Father, we thank you for the opportunities that you give us each day to live to serve you. We are also most grateful for the many gifts that you give us. And we ask now that as we give a portion of it back to you, that you bless it and use it towards the furthering of your kingdom. In Jesus' name we pray this. Amen. While I'm not a master of the scriptures yet, I'm working on it. There is a scripture that says to the musicians to play skillfully. And this church has been blessed over the years with many talented musicians. And so I thank you two up there this morning for your contribution to us this day. One scripture I do know where it is because it's in front of me is Matthew chapter 14, verses 22 through 33. As we continue worship today, let us hear the gospel reading. Immediately he made the disciples get into the boat and go on ahead to the other side while he dismissed the crowds. And after he had dismissed the crowds, he went up to the mountain by himself to pray. When evening came, he was there alone. But by this time, the boat, battered by the waves, was far from land, for the wind was against them. And early in the morning, he came walking towards them on the lake. But when the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified, saying, "It is a ghost!" And they cried out in fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them and said, "Take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid." Peter answered him, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." He said, "Come." So Peter got out of the boat and started walking on the water and came towards Jesus. But when he noticed the strong wind, he became frightened. And beginning to sink, he cried out, "Lord, save me!" Jesus immediately reached out his hand and caught him, saying to him, "You of little faith, why did you doubt?" When they got into the boat, the winds ceased. And those in the boat worshipped him, saying, "Truly you are the Son of God." The word of God for the people of God this day, and thanks be to God. Our next hymn is hymn 670, "'Tis a Pleasant Thing to See." And since we will be doing enough standing and sitting in just a few moments, you may remain seated for this one.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Father God, we are so grateful for the renewal of the Moravian Church that took place so many, many years ago. And we pray, Father, in this divided world that we live in, that you begin your work of reconciliation and renewal with each of us gathered here today. As we approach your table, we are grateful that you sent your Son, that if we just believe in him, we can be forgiven of our sins and have a chance at eternal life. These things we are so grateful for. Help us to teach others that opportunity is there for them. Hear us, Father, as we pray together as Jesus taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Bless and comfort us, gracious Lord and God.
Thank you.
Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world.
Grant to us your peace.
The Lord lift up his